Joe Hendry makes things better, but there's still so much to do. Joe Hendry makes things better, and now he's got a podcast. 'Cause if you'd like some, we'll come and collect some. And if you'd like some...
Hello and welcome to the Joe Hendry Show with Dave Conrad and with Jabicus, a.k.a. Jake. We are. I can't remember which episode of the podcast is, but it's.
Have we ever remembered?
Once, I think I did once.
It's got to be about 34 now, 35,
36, bro.
Oof.
36.
We're approaching 40, dude.
Episode 36.
We're about to hit the midlife crisis period.
Dude. Doesn't feel like that many.
I think it does. It doesn't. I suppose it was June when we started.
Yeah, to be fair, a lot of my summer last year was a blur. So it's like, yeah, absolutely could be 100 for all I know.
But across all platforms, across Facebook, YouTube, and the podcast, obviously, on Spotify and iTunes and all that, when you add it all up, we get 20,000 listens a month.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Really, dude? That's actually...
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm pretty happy with that. We've built it up quite a bit. All right, so let's give the sponsor a little shout out before we crack on. You know the drill, guys. It's Beer 52. How would you like a free case of craft beer?
I would.
Well, as a listener to our show, we'd like to thank you for listening. With the help of our friends at beer52.com, just go to beer52.com/Hendry to claim a free case. Beer 52 is the world's most popular monthly craft beer discovery club, searching out incredible and exclusive small batch craft beers from the world's greatest breweries and bringing them back for the members. There's a whole world of craft beer out there, and this is your chance to get on board with discovering it. Every month focuses on a new country or theme. As a listener of our show, you can try your free... You can try your first case for free. Just pay £2.95 postage. So that's eight incredible craft beers, Ferment magazine, and a snack delivered with free next day shipping. It's a no-brainer. There's no minimum commitment. You can just take the free case, try the beers, and see what you think. And if it's not for you, you can pause or cancel at any time, because Beer 52 has a 5-star rating on Trustpilot, so it's easy to see why their members love the service. Visit Beer 52, that's the word beer, number 52.com /Hendry, and claim your free case today.
All right.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Let's get into it. Now, let's go through the class. So, let's just check. So, y'all know... Sorry, 2 seconds. Y'all know there was a test today. Now, I just want to check who did their homework. Jake, did you raise your hand if you did your homework?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to be that bad student.
So I was good. No, yep, terrible. The homework was to watch Hidden in Plain Sight. Now, actually, I think it might be we've given you fair warning.
You had
your chance. You had your chance to experience the twist for yourself.
I did.
So you're now going to be very weird. Like, so tell us.
To be honest, the twist got spoiled for me as well before I watched it.
All right, okay.
Who spoiled it for you?
Did you Facebook. Do you know the twist?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get that.
Now, we're going to give you a...
I don't know, though. Like, it's just... I feel like you have to watch it.
Just like, no, we're here
like,
right now.
Including all of it, though.
I'll tell you what. I'm trying to think. Is there a way I could, like, put my fingers in my ears? I don't know.
No.
Nah.
Dude,
nah.
Okay. So what did you get
could
up to?
Could we give
what
him
happened?
An extension what, on the homework?
I'm trying to remember.
Because,
no.
like...
There
I
are
did
no
watch,
extensions.
I'll tell you
like,
what.
I can limit what I... talk about
no we can't no we have to go. That's what I'm saying. He had his chance.
I you know what, I go for it,
right? But
go for it. Okay. I to be fair, you're right. I okay. did I had my chance.
So we told you, so there is a twist.
I had my chance and I didn't watch.
Okay, so now we're going to read out some scenarios, so we know what happened. Dave doesn't know what happened. All right.
So and this is spoilers.
Yeah,
for
this is
hidden
spoilers.
In plain sight.
We are going
stolen in plain sight.
We are going to read out a number of things, and you're going to tell us true or false. Okay, whether you but so we know what the twist is. We're going to read some out, and you have to say true or false, and you have to guess which one is the twist. Okay.
Okay, Christ. Okay.
Right. So we're going to go through them, and you have to pick the one
based on this short time. This is going to be really interesting.
Okay, so based on, we're going to read out some scenarios, and you have to pick the one that's the actual twist, right?
Okay,
okay.
I'll try.
So, let's say scenario number one, the evil guy convinces her that she's part of a secret alien race. That's one.
Nah.
True or false?
I'm going to go false on that.
He's going to go for false on the first one.
Yeah, okay. So we'll false on the first one. We'll go back.
Okay. Second one. After being abducted.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
I can't remember how long.
Well, I feel like this is now true. Wait, since you've literally just...
No.
Okay, but we'll leave that one. No, we're going to read you multiple ones.
There is... She was kidnapped for like...
Okay, so...
It was like a month or something.
So this is after... So she's been kidnapped
for a month.
For six months.
True or false?
6 months?
Yeah.
Who's... You're throwing a bunch of shit.
No, let me do this. Let me do this, right? So you said false to the aliens one, right?
Yeah,
so next scenario, let's pick one. So let's say the mum becomes sexual with a guy after all this abduction has taken place. True or false?
That's more realistic than the alien race.
Okay. How about the dad has a sexual relationship with the guy after abducting his child?
So the child's mum or dad. So the mum or dad.
We're giving you which one do you think it is?
You can't change the rules.
Let me handle this. I got it, bro.
You can't change the rules.
I got it, bro.
You establish it was true or false.
Shut up.
Well, I'd obviously have to pick false or true to one of them, so it doesn't make any sense.
That's up to you, man.
I will say, just for the sake of craziness, and the sake of... Because I feel like it would still take people off guard. I'm going to go false to the mother, true to the dad.
Ooh,
okay.
Interesting.
Now, after all this has transpired, right? So we know what's happened. The mum writes to the government and says, nah, he's innocent. I changed my mind. Right? You got a true or false for that. Or... the dad writes to the government and says, nah, he's innocent for all of it.
Well, based on what I just said, what I believe to be true, with the dad getting sexually involved, I'm going to go, the dad writes.
Now, here's the twist, Dave. What if we were to tell you they're all true?
Really?
Yes.
Including the aliens.
Including the aliens.
The aliens as well. Aliens, yeah, that sounded like bullshit to me.
No, dude, you should have watched the show.
He convinces a 12-year-old girl that she's part of an alien race. And to save that alien planet, she is to be impregnated before she's 16, ideally by the guy, or else she dies and her sister dies.
So he literally...
And her dad dies.
So he literally recorded all these tapes like, ooh, I'm an alien, you need to get pregnant. Dave, don't laugh, it's serious stuff.
Alien.
How could you?
I know, how could you find that help funny?
I'm an alien, really? Okay, that's
but
interesting.
All that happens...
I would not have seen that coming.
Now, have you seen...
No, like when it hits you as well, they just sort of throw it out of nowhere.
Dude.
It's just like, so I was in the car and then aliens.
Yeah.
And then I believed I was an alien.
But it's the way like... So you might have seen the dad's like a total... And it's just like...
Certainly interesting.
He's going, no, he's out there and he just says, you know, can I get some relief? So I did. And that's it.
That's
all the context.
Well, he was like, so this guy, the bad guy, the P word.
This is a disaster. Right, hang on, let's sort this mic out. Whole thing, this fucking mic's gonna be part of an alien race. I need to fall off this desk to save you and your sister.
Right, there you go.
Here we go.
Right, there you go. What was I saying? I can't remember. Yeah, so the guy, the bad man, the P word. He...
Don't you say that fucking P-word.
He...
That prick.
sort of infiltrated this family because he had an obsession for the 12-year-old girl.
Do you want to know what his grand scheme was, right?
Go for it.
This is... I don't know if you got to this bit, but he goes...
Nah, I wouldn't.
He goes, right, Terry, listen. He goes, do you know what? I don't even want to say it in my words because it's like, if this is taken out of context...
Put an insane
just
voice
me
on.
Me saying this. No. This. So the guy goes... The guy goes. To him and says, "Listen, he's got a problem with interacting with women, and he's seen his therapist, and his therapist has told him." So he goes to the guy and says, "The only way to cure his problems is he needs to sleep in bed with the girl every night for 6 months."
And this is after he took her to Mexico and tried to marry her. And he married her in Mexico and tried to get the parents' permission to marry her in America.
And the dad's like, did he do any funny business? And it's like...
Oh.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, folks, good Abducted Lord. In Plain Sight.
It's very weird.
It is very
strange. That's extremely weird.
You need eye bleach after it. That's why I watch basketball. I was going
to say, that's like, what?
You watch basketball.
I just watched basketball.
Imagine going from that to basketball.
I was like, nah, that was too heavy for me. I need basketball in my life.
And the thing is, the guy only went to jail for a year or something.
Not even, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He got off with it all.
Yeah, basically.
Because he got the parents. He literally wrote a letter to the parents.
Well, I suppose if he's got the parents.
Yeah, he says, literally, I'm going to tell everyone, everybody pumped. So, unless you just say that I was allowed. So they're like, ah, he was allowed. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's really.
It's based on true events.
Yes, it's completely true. With interviews from almost every party involved. That's
evil, messed up shit.
Yeah, it's real fucked up.
Like, I'm not a big believer in like evil and all that shit, but that's pretty close, man.
Super fucked up.
That's fucking. That's manipulation and gaslighting beyond belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally gaslighting as well.
Yeah.
At one point.
He's literally convinced this fucking girl that she's part of an alien race. That's like the definition of it.
Can you imagine that? From the age of 12 to 16, she literally was like, oh no, I need to help the alien race.
Yeah, it wasn't until...
He must have done a fucking good job.
It wasn't until her 16th birthday when she realized no one was dying.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason she realized, is because she was alive.
That's so fucked up,
Do you know what
man.
Messes me up? The effort that he went to think about all that. At what point did he go, right, okay, I've really screwed up this time. Aliens is the answer.
Hmm.
I mean, if I'm trying to convince anyone of aliens, I mean, I'm struggling to believe it myself. So how the fuck am I going to... I'm like, right, I need to tell Joe about aliens. I'm no believing it. So how the hell can I expect you to believe it?
Well, he was feeding her sleeping pills for so months upon months. I think it was 6 months of like constantly feeding her sleeping pills so he could do what he wanted.
And he went to jail for what, like... A year or something.
And his sentence got brought down. Yeah. His first sentence got brought down to like a month and a half.
What?
And he got off after like...
Yeah, yeah.
He got off. A month and a half. He got off after like 2 weeks on good behavior.
Yeah, and yeah. So, and he went back to the village and everyone was like, oh, you know, well done for getting help to the guy.
Oh, no. Yeah. So what's going on now that this is like... This has now been...
So the girl and her mum have written a book.
The
and
thing
they go
is,
around
this,
and talk about
this is what was most messed up about it.
Because in fairness, he can't go back on trial, can he?
No.
I've stopped speaking, it's fine.
Sorry, okay. Carry on.
No, it's fine. I've stopped now.
Well, he can't be tried again, can he? For the same crime. So they've written this book and they've exposed it in the book.
Yes.
And that's
and
what this
he tried
is based
to
on.
Sue them.
Oh, wow, what a dumbass.
Yeah. He actually took them to court, and the girl said it's because she thinks because he wanted to see her again. And that's the only reason that he took it to court.
That's just messed up.
So that was like, actually, no, that was different. That was a court case to get a restraining order because he kept showing up at events she was speaking at.
But here's the weird thing, right? They play a recording of the mum speaking to him on the phone, and she's clearly still in love with him.
That's what manipulation would do for you.
Dude, it is the weirdest thing ever.
That is
it's one of the weirdest documentaries.
Up.
Another one is, have you seen, not quite as weird, obviously, but have you seen the Fire Festival documentary?
No, but I have heard you talking about it.
Definitely check that
Very
out.
Good.
I've seen you talk about
it. I was recommended a few the other day that I definitely want to check out. There's one called Finders Keepers on Netflix. Have you heard of this? So basically, this guy is like... just a total douchebag, right? He's just like living his life the wrong way, and he's kind of just, you know... He'd really disappointed everyone in the family, but, you know, his family still care about him and do loads for him. And the complete juxtaposition is his dad is just, like, the town hero. Like, everyone loves his dad. His dad is just the complete polar opposite of him. And his dad says to the son, like, come on, we'll go out. We'll go on a flight, like, a flight trip. So he's, like, flying the wee plane and all that. Father-son bonding, and the plane crashes, right? The dad dies instantly.
Oh, God.
And the son... who's been a total douche, loses like his legs like severed.
Mm-hmm.
But he lives. And he believes in his mind, he's like, right, I'm responsible for this. He believes there's like a sort of divine reason behind it. He's like, right, I've been living my life like a douchebag. So, you know, my dad has paid the price for my sins. And the only price I've paid is this leg. So he says to the hospital, I want the leg because it's a reminder that I need to live my life the right way. So... But he's really poor. He doesn't have any money. He doesn't have a job. So he puts the leg into storage because he can't put it in his house. So there's this mummified leg in storage, right? So then his family are like paying the rent on the lot. And they one day they just can't afford to pay the rent anymore, so they stop paying the rent. Now in America, I'm sure you've seen some of these lot shows where it's like they storage can sell wars. The lot. Yeah, so storage wars basically. Someone sells the lot, opens it up, and there's a leg inside, right? A mummified leg.
Yeah, dude.
So the guy just tells the local press, and then Jerry Springer hear about it, and he ends up on Jerry Springer. He's like, yeah, well, I bought this lot and I've got this leg and blah, 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 blah. So he starts doing media tours with this guy's leg, right?
What the
so
fuck?
He starts getting famous because he found a leg in this lot. So he's gotten on all the talk shows, and the original guy's like, well, hang on, mate, that's my leg. So they have a court case about who owns the leg. It's called Finders Keepers. In my opinion, surely the guy whose leg it is owns the leg.
Yeah.
Surely it's an open shut case.
Isn't that slavery?
Yeah.
Because like, he owns a piece of the man's body.
Who wakes up and goes, no, Sheila, don't even be like that. It's I bought the lot. It's my leg. Like, I kind of actually is on his body, but it's my leg.
That's a huge price to put on yourself as well. If that, like, a plane accident happens and you're like, "That was my fault." That's a heavy price to put on yourself.
Yeah.
The other one I want to see is about. Have you heard about John McAfee?
No.
The guy who you remember, like McAfee Security on your computer.
Oh yeah. I've seen the trailer for it.
Yeah. So John McAfee literally like just got like all of his multi-millions of dollars. Just literally, basically bought an island, and just because he's so rich, he just created his own infrastructure and like just recruited his own army.
Yeah, he just sort of lives doing whatever he wants.
Yeah, he just like has like he's just basically like Shinra.
What do you do though? Like you're just like right.
I'm gonna have my own army.
Tell me what we're gonna do. We're gonna go. We're gonna infiltrate Tesco, mate. Like what do you do when you're just a random guy? When I was like, well, I've got this island. I've got this army.
I think it's more so he can protect ability to do whatever he wants and just be a king of an island.
He's like, it wasn't good enough that I made fucking. Computer security. I need fucking actual military security, mate. That's what I need.
Computer security that's actually a virus.
McAfee.
I've heard things like
2.0, yeah. Mate.
Because it pops up on your computer being like, hey, you need this software.
Yeah, I still get
that. Hey, you need this software. It's worse than viruses. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I still get that shit.
I tell you what, like, see on my Apple laptop. I had an Apple laptop that I got in 2006, and it lasted me 10 years. Like, editing music and everything, right? 10 years, no problems with it. The next generation of Apples, those were the ones that were like, yo, bro, do you want me just to, like, update the operating system for you? Mm. Like, knowing that it will update to something that your computer just cannot cope with. Yeah. So it makes it super slow, and they basically just self-destruct. And my computer every day is like, do you want to upgrade?
No.
Yeah.
No thanks.
So yeah.
Windows 10, mate. Windows 10.
You know what? I think Windows 10 is pretty decent.
It's decent when it gets going.
Windows 10 is brilliant.
Dude, I saw a really interesting video on Windows 10. Basically, there was an army about why the US military cannot upgrade from Windows XP.
Oh, that was a Reddit post.
What?
I just watched a video about it, but basically, the US military still operates on Windows XP. Because like they're just like there's so many machines that are critical to national security, they just can't take the risk to take it offline for one to reinstall it. But also like Windows XP, they know inside and out. But Windows 10, they don't know all of the pitfalls of it yet.
That's a good
point. They're just like nah, it's too much of a risk. So they just operate on Windows XP.
It's a bit like when you go to the bank. You ever been to the bank and you see that they're operating on like fucking Windows 98 or whatever?
Yeah, on like MS DOS.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Like it's literally like going back in a time capsule when you go back. You're just like. Well, this is just my money, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're dealing with it with something from fucking 20-odd years ago.
What's weird is, like, my work's office computer is, like, running Windows 7, I think.
Whoa.
But it has, like, the Windows 96 look. Nice. Like, the theme. Nice. So it looks like it's super old. It's, like, the worst computer ever.
That's
it's literally,
so funny, man.
It's literally this big. It's, like, the size of, like, a DS case. Like a DS game case. It is ridiculously small.
Have you ever seen you can get them on like PlayStation, so you get all the old school themes. Like on the PS4 you can get a PS2 theme. And it's got like that PS2 startup sound and everything. It has the bit in the background where all the little lights flying about.
Now did you know?
It's the tits, I love it.
You know in the PS2 startup? Yeah. Apparently, do you know what the buildings mean?
Yeah, it's how much space is on your of your space on your memory card or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was how many games you had.
Well, it kind of is.
Well, it's the same thing, yeah.
Because if you've got loads of games, then it'd take up more space.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, because it was memory cards. Yeah, it wasn't a hard drive.
That's badass, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
That was fun. I remember the PS2 was the tits. I can still remember the day I bought my PS2.
Yeah, that was a game changer, wasn't it? Like, just the jump from PlayStation to PlayStation 2. Like, if you actually go back and look at some of the games on PlayStation that you think have amazing graphics or thought did, you're like, what the hell? Some of them, like, are actually, like, see Gran Turismo. That, I thought that would look a lot worse than it does.
Oh, it looks
great.
It
actually looks not bad. See, Gran Turismo 3 for the PS2 still holds up.
Because the guy in charge of it, though, is fucking... He's so anal about everything looking perfect, man. Gran Turismo 5, if I remember, was... Because I was, like, eagerly awaiting it. Because Gran Turismo 4 came out on the PS2, right? And that was amazing. That was honestly...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
You knocked that. That was rocking like crazy.
I just had to turn the heating down. It's just getting boiling up in here.
To this day... Freezing.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, really? I'm sweating.
I thought this was off. Well, to this day, I believe Gran Turismo 4 is the best Gran Turismo. Because
really?
That's the one that I got right into. Like, I fucking loved that game.
But then again, is it maybe because they always say, like, wrestling, your favorite period of wrestling is always the one that got you into it.
That's true.
It's nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't compete
nostalgia.
With nostalgia. Remember when I was like, whoa, Knuckles Chaotix, man, it's so good.
So
advice
cool.
is a form of nostalgia.
Oh, remember yeah. That? Was it me that introduced you to
it
that
was
song?
That,
you'd
yeah.
never heard it before. Have you ever
never
heard
it?
Sunscreen? Oh, man.
Bro, it's
what
the best.
Tune. Just literally like a poem over like some chill out music, but it was like a huge hit back when I was at school in like P7.
Yeah, especially this guy goes tells all this advice and all this like good stuff.
It is good, actually.
And
it's
then at
really
the end...
Good.
At the end, he's just like, advice is a form of nostalgia. It's like, what was it he says? He was like, he basically says, advice is bullshit, but trust me on the sunscreen. He's like, so everything I've just told you could be bullshit, but trust me about wearing sunscreen. You need that. It's quite funny. I'll play it. I've got it on Spotify, man. I'll play it to you in the car on the way back. But yeah, Gran Turismo 4 was great. But when the Gran Turismo 5 was coming out, the guy, I can't remember the guy's name, He was like the head of Polyphony Digital, the developers, right?
Yep.
And about 5 or 6 times, Gran Turismo 5 got delayed because wasn't happy with it. He was like, nah, it needs to be perfect. He wanted it to be absolutely perfect. And the problem was he chased that perfection so much that by the time Gran Turismo 5 came out, it was just like, just kind of, you know.
See, I got to be honest, I didn't think much of the Gran Turismos on the PS3.
I wasn't a fan of Gran Turismo 5. I played it and it was fun, but to me, nothing will beat Gran Turismo 4. I remember I just sank hours and hours into that
game. Yeah, it was so good. Like, you could tune up the cars.
The music.
So good.
The number of cars. The selection of cars.
Yeah, that was... I mean, it is amazing, like, how a game like that can shape popular opinion on cars. Like, for a lot of people... Like, I wonder if Mitsubishi must have paid extra to get their GT... Because the GTO was the fastest car in Gran Turismo, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't believe it was.
I think the GTO, was it not the GTO, I think, was the fastest commercially available vehicle in Gran Turismo. Someone in the chat, correct us if
I'm don't wrong. Think so. There was
no?
a lot of things available.
No,
there.
but you could tune it up to like 1,000 horsepower.
Oh, really?
Whereas
okay.
Like
oh,
other,
so for,
yeah,
tuning.
Yeah, that's what
oh,
I'm saying. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So with like you could get it up past like 1,000 horsepower.
You might be correct.
Whereas
that.
Like other ones couldn't even come close. And
you
I was
could
like,
get...
why the GTO?
Well, they had Porsches in there, but they were marketed under RUFs.
Yes.
So they could because they didn't have the license for Porsche. So they were like, right. We'll put it as our RUF. Now, I don't know about the tuning of those. I don't know if you could tune them or anything. But so if you're talking fully tuning, you might be right.
Let us
like
know
to,
in the chat.
Yeah, let us know. I'd like to know that.
But I wondered, like, do the car manufacturers pay extra to get their car
to
be the fastest?
Probably,
yeah.
Or get their car on the cover.
Yeah, something yeah.
like that. Oh, they will to get it on the cover.
It was a Ford GT40 on the cover. It was a Ford GT40 on the cover. I remember that.
And that stuff matters. It's literally just like having the best fighter in SmackDown. Like whoever...
Dude, look
remember,
at the WWE covers.
Yeah,
look at
was,
the covers for like UFC
yeah.
games.
It was a rush to see who came out, who had the highest rating on the wrestling games. Do you remember that? Looking on it, it's like, oh my God, he's got a 96.
Dude, I remember back in the day with SmackDown Here Comes the Pain, and it was like you had... I believe the highest rating in the game was Brock Lesnar at 94 out of 100, I think. And then you had... Triple H was it was a weird one. They had Undertaker, which is like modern Undertaker, like the biker taker. Then they had The Undertaker,
who was higher.
Who was he was like 95. He was the highest in the game. It was like old school Taker, and he was like the highest in the game. They had Lesnar at 90, Oh, no, you think he was 91, and then they had Triple H at 94 or something like that. He was pretty high. Steve Austin, I think, was 90. It was like anybody that was like 90 and above was like the top guys. The Rock was there at 90, at 91 and stuff like that.
What I would be interested to see now is because obviously, like in the old games, like the men had like the top men talent on the roster had like 90, and then the women talent had like 60 and 70 and stuff like that. And it's like nowadays, you know, in the interest of equality, you know, they should have the top women up at.
It depends on the because a lot of it's based on physicality.
But Ronda Rousey would batter half the male roster.
That's not talking about battering though. We're not talking about skill. We're talking about strength.
Is it? No, it's not.
Yeah, it's like strength, endurance.
Yeah,
shit like that.
Okay, so you might in terms of like
yes, in
lifts,
a real fight, Ronda Rousey would absolutely leather like I don't know Dolph Ziggler, but in the weight room. Maybe not Dolph. He's a bad example. Maybe you know what I mean. She would beat up most. She'd be able to take most of the men in a real fight. But if we're talking pure strength,
okay. So then her strength would be might not be as high as like you know. Understand that. So if she can't lift a certain as much weight, then yeah, her strength might be lower. But the other things, I don't know. I just think
I don't know if it's still the last time I've played a WWE game. It was based on so you had like strength, endurance, durability, speed, stamina, or something like that. It was like charisma was one of them. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think, to be honest with you, if you're arguing that the talents we've mentioned have a 90 rating, why can't Ronda Rousey have a 90? You
know? Again, it depends on the qualities it's based on. I'd say, unfortunately, most of them are based on pure physical ability or pure physicality. Like physical attributes like size and strength.
Yeah,
like
literally
speech.
Just who is the biggest.
Like athletic ability. You know what I mean? Which, I don't know, it's hard to say. It's like, will Ronda Rousey be able to beat Randy Orton a 40-yard dash? Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I know. I hear you, but to me, I don't know. I just think, in my opinion, if you're...
I get it. I know what you're saying.
Is
I feel like there needs to be... The criteria for the games needs to be different.
Maybe they need to be different.
Because you can't say, yeah, well, you know, Bayley couldn't beat AJ Styles in a 40-yard dash, or she couldn't lift more weight than him, therefore she should have a lower level.
Well, let's talk about this then. So Rey Mysterio has a high rating, but then again...
Not really. He never had very high ratings, Ben.
Right, well, let's see it we'll see it when it comes out in the latest game. But no, I disagree. I think now Rey Mysterio would have a high rating.
He would now, I think.
But my point is, no one would have an issue with that.
Didn't he used to have a pretty high rating?
No, he was in the 80s.
It was just like, who's the most popular had the most...
Well, this was the thing. That's why they started adding in things like charisma and stuff, because they could take guys that maybe weren't as physically imposing.
If CM Punk can have a high rating, which he did towards the end of his WWE career, why can't Ronda Rousey? That's what I'm saying.
So actually, let's know in the chat. What are they basing the criteria on now? Because if it's... Maybe they're basing it more on particular skills. So for example, if it's like technical ability, Ronda would be right up there.
Do you know what? I think she should, man. Like, did you see that triangle roll through she did?
Yeah.
That was insane, man. Step up.
Yeah. Triangle roll. I thought that was amazing. I think people don't give her enough credit for just how quickly she's... People forget. See, she's been wrestling less than a year, bro.
Dude, that makes me feel terrible.
Less than a year. That's insane.
Can you imagine if she just goes, bye-bye, driver, at the end? Like, she just goes... that's my new thing for just leaving. If you haven't seen it, just type in bye-bye, driver, on YouTube. But can you imagine if Ronda just bails? Like never wrestles again. She's just like, see ya.
That'd be mental.
She'd have one of the best careers ever.
That would be mental.
Coming in, dominated, made the money, and left.
What would she do? So much more money to be made.
But she just, to me, I don't know if she's motivated by that much money. Like she,
I don't
she
think she's motivated by money.
She lives on a farm.
Yeah,
she loves like rearing animals and stuff.
Dude, so does Lesnar, but he's motivated.
I suppose
he's loving the money. Like,
and power too.
You know what, man? Abso-fucking-lutely. I tell you what. That guy, to me, is a guy that's decided what he fucking wants in life, and he's like, well, I'm going to do what I can to get it.
That's it. Today, by the way, the second British talent announced for AEW, Kip Sabian.
Really?
Indeed. So now Jimmy Havoc and Kip Sabian, and I'm not jealous. Oh!
I'll tell you what. This is definitely interesting times in pro wrestling.
It is, man. Like, you know, it's...
Things are definitely starting to change.
Man. I'm excited. Do you know what I will say though? Right, this is the thing. Like, I'm kind of joking when I say that because right now I'm like, you guys know, I've spoken to you guys about it. I'm doing my podcast, How to Become a Pro Wrestler. I'm being quite open about it. This year for me, 2019, is all about like just I'm just going to get in the best shape I can, have the best matches I can, do the entrances, let's do the web show, let's do the podcast.
I'm just hoping to have matches.
Yeah, like this year is all about the work for me, right? So
laying the groundwork for next year.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying to people. 2019 is not my year, but 2020 will be, right? What I've noticed is I've started getting offers for bookings from promotions that never would have asked me before.
Yeah.
So like I'm looking at my bookings moving forward and I'm like, this is leaving us an opportunity for me. Because like I say, Jimmy's now signed. Kip Sabian's now signed. Well,
obviously,
Mark Haskins is signed to Ring of Honor now as well. Congrats as well. Congrats. And to be honest, you know, congrats to everyone who's signed to NXT UK as well. Look at that. Look at all the people that are getting these amazing opportunities. And at the same time, by me taking a step back and doing this year of just like grit and hard work, it's also opening so many doors.
It's little things like you're laying groundwork to be ready for when it comes. Yeah. You know, like... at the end of the day, it's a rolling system, you know. I think it was Stone Cold back in the day that was like he made it clear when he was like going to retire. He basically was like, he's like, I get it. He's like, I don't want people's sympathy. I get it. It's a wheel. It keeps turning. You take one out and you put another one in. You know, you take the spoke off, you put another spoke in. It just keeps rolling without you. He's like, I get it. It doesn't stop moving just because you know I'm walking off and really that's me done. Like because I'm retiring, fucking it doesn't stop. And I get that, but it's the same deal for people that are not getting signed. It's the same deal for people that are yourself or even on a lower end, myself, you know, as these guys, these top guys that are, you know, have the top spots and are winning the championships and are the top guys of these promotions in the UK, as they get signed up, independent promotions are struggling now to have to go, well, shit, now we need new guys. We need this guy. We need this guy. And it's time to start picking up new talent. So it's one of those things where, yeah, you're right. Laying the groundwork for this year, I think, what's up?
Sorry, we're just, I'm trying it because we...
it's been half an hour.
It's been half an hour.
So that one on the right is when we started. We started at 1:30. It's now 2.
Oh, so you saw when it started. Okay.
Well, it says when we started.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, Dave. Basically, I was just, because we started on the audio there, we started the podcast late, like on that. So like I didn't put it right to the start, so I don't know how long we've actually been podcasting for.
Oh.
So I was just putting a comment to the fans to see what time did we actually start the podcast.
Oh.
So we don't go on for like 4 hours or something, you know? But anyway, okay. Sorry, carry on.
I think that you're right. I think it's kind of like what you said to me, which was, you said this to me, and yours is obviously a higher version of this, but you said to me that, like, yeah, you're doing all this grinding at the lower end, but when you get the opportunity that when it comes your way to, you know, heavyweight championship or something like that in a promotion, it's like, you'll be ready. You know, it's not going to be like you're thrust in a position you're not ready for. It's a position that you'll be like, well, finally, I'm fucking ready for this. For you, I believe it's the same thing. I believe that by the time when you get signed, regardless of where it is, whether it's NXT UK, AEW, Ring of Honor, any of these places, when you get signed, I believe it's going to be, you're like, yeah, I'm ready. But it's because you're taking the time now in this year to...
It feels good. It feels good. Like, see, to just take control of everything and
to take that pressure off.
Yeah, it does take pressure off because now I'm going, I'm not focusing on trying to get, you know, more eyes from like a mainstream product to see me. I'm focusing on just producing the best work possible. But what I've found is, like, for example, when we dropped the trailer, it's like 50,000 people watched it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just looking at the comments there, and Andre says he's having an operation tomorrow. So we wish you all the best with that.
Good luck, man.
Good luck, my dude.
Hope it all goes well. So all the best, and let us know how you get on with your recovery. But yeah, it's a crazy time for the pro wrestling business. It'll be very exciting because the more places there are for people to work, the better.
Agreed.
To be honest, as a fan, like, it forces all companies to improve their product, you know? Because if there's only one show in town, it's like they can just do what they want to do. But if there's 4 or 5 shows in town, then it's like, right, well, we better make sure our one is the best.
Look at the Monday Night Wars, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. That was, to be honest, that's probably one of my favorite times in wrestling.
Agreed.
If not my favorite.
I'm the same.
So, I mean, to be honest, I even love going on the network and just looking at old WCWs and stuff. Like, some of them are funny. Like, they're awesome. Like, don't get me wrong, there's amazing matches and stuff like that. But sometimes it is fun to just watch an event that's, like, taking place next to a swimming pool, you know? I remember when I told you about when it was just, like, they were just like, right, bring your bikes. Yeah. We'll have that, What other ones did they have? So they had a bike one, they had a swimming pool one. It's literally like a video game. Like,
Bash at the Beach every year was always Bash at the Beach. Was always
playing,
like
playing
a beach.
Random stage on Smash.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was like Tony Hawk's like create a skate park. And they're just like, I mean, we could have a pool here because why not, you know?
That was like ideas I used to have as a kid. I remember being a kid, I was just like, I should be writing for WWE or WCW. I've got all these ideas. I'm like, I remember as a kid, like I would see those old council vans go past that collect rubbish. Like the ones were like, it's like a steel cage on the back of a van. And I'd always look at that and go, why have they not had a steel cage match in one of them? And then as an adult, I saw that they actually have. I think it was WCW. They had a truck driving along like the freeway with just guys having a match in the back. And like a helicopter following it and filming it. So yeah, I had this other idea. I was like,
WCW was a massive success, guys.
I know. Oh, yeah, so someone in the comments just says Nitro's first episode was at the Mall of America. It was.
Yeah, it was. That was where Lex Luger showed up. Lex Luger showed up and was like, hey, guys.
Yeah. So there you go.
Good Lord, man. When you think back, I remember, it was funny, WCW had some fucking awesome matches, though, but most of it was ruined by their shit. I remember it was like, it's sitting there and it's like, you know, fucking Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, legendary match. And just in the background, it just cuts away, like double screen. And it's just like, well, we hear that Hulk Hogan's nearby and Hogan's not happy. And it's just like, they spend the entire match just talking about what Hogan's going to do. And it's like Hulk Hogan this, Hulk Hogan that. I remember I watched a match. It was Ricky Steamboat, Steve Austin from like 1994. And the whole match are just like, well, Hogan's been injured, and I mean, we just don't care what they're going to do about Hogan. Have you ever seen the interview with Steve Austin where Mean Gene's interviewing him? And he's stunning Steve at the time, and he comes out, and Mean Gene's like, and we're going to talk about Hulk Hogan doing this thing later on tonight. And then Austin comes on, and he's like, but right now my guest is stunning Steve Austin. And he talks to Steve, and he goes, well, let me just start with this Hogan thing. And he goes on for like 5 seconds, goes, why don't you just talk more about Hogan? Just talk more about him, since you've already taken half my goddamn interview time talking about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that does some.
He was
Stone Cold
pissed off, man.
Yeah,
just WCW, but he was just unapologetic about it.
Can you imagine if he did that nowadays, like in one of the other companies? It's just like, and you know, thanks for joining us on the pay per view. Remember the main event? Hey, you're talking to me. Just pay attention to me, eh?
Well, remember Steiner did it as well, where he's like, he was talking about WWE in like 1999. He's like, you guys fired Stone Cold back in 1999. And he's like, oh my God. He was talking about Ric Flair. That was it. He was like,
you're all jealous.
He was like, and I'm sitting here and I'm going to turn over to the WWF. And he's talking about that on Nitro. There's Jeff Jarrett's in the ring. Like, all these other guys in the ring. And they must be just like, what the fuck is he doing?
I would have loved to have just been a fly in the wall during that whole time in wrestling.
I would have loved to have just been backstage when he walks back and is like, well, fucking smash that one. It's like, really?
The thing is, I bet people will say that about now, that they would love to be a fly on the wall when all this is happening. So it is exciting. I can't wait for AEW to debut. Just to see what it's like.
I
want to
see what's going on, man. I'm interested to see. It's just kind of that.
Do you know what? The only thing I'm thinking about is there's so many top talents. It's like, obviously in any roster, you're going to have your top talents, your mid card and your undercard. But it's like, who's that going to be, you know?
WWE's still getting a bit like that now, though. Like, look at WWE. Everyone always is like, oh, we want this guy to be champ. Want this guy to be champ. Want that guy to be champ. It's like, well, they can't all be champs, you know? You build such a strong roster that it's like, yeah, your roster's so strong, but then when it comes for time for people to go over others, it's like, oh, well, he shouldn't be getting that, and people complain. You know, online, the word buried gets thrown around an awful lot.
But then again, see, in, like, the Attitude Era, for example, everyone was over.
That's true.
So there was about 20 folk that could have been champion quite easily.
I have the solution.
What?
Just make a belt for everyone.
They did that.
UFC
did
that.
They did that. Well, okay, so basically, so
European title, hardcore title, intercontinental title.
So at one point, let's go through the belts that they had. So at one point when they...
heavyweight title.
The WWE basically bought WCW and ECW. So they had different sets of titles for everyone. It was just like, there was probably about 30 or 40 belts kicking about.
It was quite a few.
Oh, so like the people who had the belts of the other companies still had to have belts.
Yeah, but they were in all in the one company. Yeah.
And they got jobbed out pretty quick. Yeah, like, I remember it was like, didn't they bring Booker T in and then immediately have him drop the WCW title to The Rock or someone?
I really enjoyed that program between The Rock and Booker T. That was what that was at my peak fandom. When I loved it.
I wish in hindsight that Booker T had been given a bit more. I feel like he was one of the guys from WCW that was really, really good. Like, he was, like, when you talk about top guys in WCW, he was the upper echelon.
Well, me and Kenny McIntosh were talking about this today, like, just about how wrestling used to be about moments. And if you think about it, it's weird. One of the moments I always remember is Stone Cold and Booker T in the supermarket.
Yeah, I remember.
Isn't it weird?
That.
Like, they literally just fought. Like, imagine that. Like, imagine you did that on like a British wrestling product. Like, imagine like WOS. It's just like, and now we've got to Joe and Shaw Samuels are fighting in Asda. You know. But why not, man?
They've had enough, and they've crossed the road. They've gone into Aldi.
Yeah. The damage bill's significantly less.
But the luckily, quality of damage is the exact same.
So Jay, what's been going on with you?
I've just been very tired.
Yeah.
I've had a very busy week.
Talk us through it. Talk us through it.
Well, I've been doing my first aid course, so I've been learning.
Look at this guy.
First aid stuff.
You wrapped anybody up in bandages yet?
Yeah, so I know how to do bandages, CPR, head to toe checks to examine
the
body.
Head to toe check?
So you start from the head to the toes and just basically feel like every part of the body, make sure, and it's a way to like sort of locate where the injury is. So if someone has no idea,
right?
You know, so I know how to stop people choking, how to resuscitate people, use defibrillators.
You're gonna be
so.
A hero.
If someone's choking, you don't just do like the Heimlich maneuver. You just push. Yeah. It's like similar. I think it is like the same thing, but it's not called it. Where you make a fist and put that into like the hole in your chest.
Right.
So the diaphragm.
And
yeah.
You put your other right at the diaphragm, and your other hand would go like as a like palm onto that, and you do that from behind them, and you just pull in as hard as you can, and it probably will make them throw up, but it will also dislodge whatever's choking them. And there's like three other ways to stop someone choking. Where like you can sort of like be in front of them with like your side. So your hip is like keeping them up. So if they haven't got the strength to stay upright, so you can like sort of angle your hip to give them support while you do it and stuff like that. It's really
or you just show them the tampon spot.
Yeah, that's another one.
That's a good one. That's a good one to get in that one. How many of y'all in the chat are first aid trained? And is it different than like different countries? Do you think that like
I think so, yeah.
Is it like first aid council across the world is just like right?
Well, I heard in some countries, like, the driving test is literally, like, right, drive down there, turn left, right, that's you.
It's bro, America.
Even here, dude, even here some of the driving tests are weird.
Oh, mate, my driving, dude, I failed twice, bro. I know.
Dude, I knew someone that literally, she went for a driving test and failed, like, five times, right? She went back. And she got the same instructor, and the instructor was just like, for fuck's sake. And apparently he was just like, he gave her no maneuvers. He literally said, just drive down, pull over on the left 5 times. And like, that was her maneuver.
Wow, that's bad.
That was her maneuver. And I was like, because I was learning to drive. She'd just passed, and then I was learning to drive at the time. And I was like doing the kind of like the mock theory test and stuff. And I was like, man, she's looking, and she goes, oh, that's the answer. And it's like, wrong. Other ads up the wrong, and I was like, you know how to drive, like, you're qualified. How the fuck are you driving? Like, you're gonna kill us all.
That guy should be fired.
I think
whoever let her pass, that he should be
let's
fired.
Put it this way, she's the type of person that my dad would say could fall into a pile of shit and come out smelling of roses. You know? Always sort of finds
everything
a way.
Everything just goes okay.
Always finds a way. But
attractive person.
I wouldn't even say that. It's just, I don't know. She's just got a way of kind of being, like, finagling her way through things. And she's kind of like, well, and just sort of like, okay.
It's the big show.
But no, I actually, I'll tell you what, I was driving here and I was going down, there's a road that you come into, if you're coming off the M8 as you're coming into Coatbridge, and I was driving through and there's like these ginormous like lake puddles.
Oh no, yeah, I've seen them.
Right? So I'm driving down, I'm going about 40, I'm on that national speed limit road and I'm just driving down. National speed limit here in the UK is 60. So I'm driving down, I'm doing about 40, the guy in front of me is like, going slow as fuck. So I was just like, all right, I'll do 40. So I'm going, and I just suddenly get yanked to the left-hand side all of a sudden. I've got my hand on the wheel here, and it's just like, hurr, over this way. And I was like, oh, Jesus. And I was like, thank fucking God that like my hands are pretty strong, because if my hands were a bit weaker, I could have been like, I wouldn't have been able to resist the wheel there. Yeah. And I would have been like, hurr, and just like taken off into a bastion field against my will. Tried to get abducted by a puddle. That's what happened.
Well, I'm going to be real comfortable on the drive home.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. You know, I now know it's there. I also, I know what to do now. So you're going to be totally safe.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. I feel pretty good. I passed first time when I learned to drive. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good.
No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I've always been like that, though. Good with my hands. Good at doing stuff. Like, I can, like... learned to wrestle pretty quick. I picked up kind of amateur wrestling, kickboxing pretty quick. Driving, picked up that pretty quick. Woodworking, I was always good at like doing DT and shit.
Is this a fucking job application?
I was gonna get to something else. I was gonna get to something because you know, our like guy we know, Lockie, like he's extremely intelligent. Like he's quite an intelligent lad, and he's always talking about like. You know, he's got A's and B's and he's going to be going to uni and stuff like that. And then he just crashes his car into a bollard while he's trying to park.
Oh, no, but I'm quite like that, though. Like, I can do very specific, difficult tasks. But basic, you know, things are just like, my face.
You're like, mate, good day, a Rubik's Cube while I'm having a piss. Go to flush the toilet, break my hand.
Yeah, pretty much. Three times.
Oh, God.
Well, that's two.
Who had square number C37? You just won.
On the 24-hour live stream, we should literally have like a number.
We're having a sweepstakes
on each panel.
Well, it's A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
E? Is there another one down there? E.
Do you know what we should do?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Who had D6?
You know we should have like on the 24-hour live stream, it should be like 5 or a square and like. Whichever falls off first, like, gets, like, half the prize
money. Gets to choose.
Or, like, yeah.
They get to choose,
it's like
a
deal
game.
Or no deal. Yeah. We should have, like, shit behind them, right? So you'd have, like, little things of, like, money behind them. And it's just, like, I think D6. And it pulls them out. It's like, oh, that's only a penny, I'm afraid. Guess we're going to have to call the banker.
For the audio listeners, basically, it's devastating, but I built this beautiful soundproofing wall behind me, but it just never wants to stay on the wall. And I've basically destroyed the original paint job.
What have you stuck it on with?
Just like double-sided tape.
That's probably why it falls off every 5 minutes.
You know, Dave, as well as being good with your hands, you have amazing powers of deduction.
Yes.
That is why.
Yes, I do. But I was going to get to that point where it's like, I wasn't that great when it came to like writing shit and like, you know, figuring shit out in my head.
It is weird. Like, I know people who have become like doctors who are just like, derp, like with so many other things.
How do you drive?
Yeah, it does happen. But then again, we live in a world where it does pay to be specified in a particular area.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking the other day, I was talking to somebody and I was like, who was the first guy like way back in the day? It was like, Ken, what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to be the numbers guy. Like the earliest, very first instance of an accountant. Who was the first guy that was like, well, I can't, you cunts like to go out and like hunt and do all that stuff, and hunters and gatherers and that, but Ken, what? I'm going to deal with the numbers, mate.
I'll count all the boar meat.
I'll tell you
the
what.
Mammoth meat.
And then PewDiePie's like, I'll tell you what, I'll be the guy that sits here all day and plays video games and I'll make more money than all of
you. I'll tell you what, mate. I'm telling you, you're going to laugh at me, but I'll tell you this, I'll make fucking millions, and then every cunt's going to be doing the same thing as me. Get 5 year, mate. Every cunt's going to want to be my spot, mate.
What will the next thing be? Because like back in my day, it was like being in a band or being a movie star. Now being a YouTuber or an Instagram model is like a more desirable thing. What will be the next thing?
Ooh. Bro, I've heard people...
Pro gamer.
That's already a thing.
But it's like more YouTuber right now.
Okay.
Pro gaming's not like hit that like
so what would
mainstream
be,
yet.
But what would be the next thing?
I'm trying to think, man. What are people?
It'd be like, you remember that YouTube channel that's like the person who just like folds clothes super fast?
Mate, I'm going to be the world champion clothes folder.
That's what we need to do. British champ of clothes folding championships.
There's no way I'd win that, man. Nah. I can't even fold like my own t-shirts, like let alone like a competitive standard.
There's a wee technique you can do where it's like you pinch it in three spots.
Aye, that's,
and you just go. Hup.
Yeah, that's I don't, what
it's magic.
It I've done magic. It, man. It's great.
It's a technique.
Someone showed me how to do it.
It's a technique created by warlocks. Wizards,
yeah. Some guy showed me how to do it, and he was like,
"No, wizards are good. Huh? Warlocks are bad, and so they're the ones who did it.
Those bastards."
Fucking like, warlock.
It's like you're going and it's like you're on like guest like celebrity guest game shows and it's just like we're here on Celebrity Deal or No Deal. Starting off, we have Jeff over here. He's a 400 meter gold medalist. God, he's fast, isn't he? We have over here, he's a gold medalist in wrestling, British champion Joe Hendry. And then over here we've got Barry, and Barry, he's the British champion of clothes folding.
Just like, Barry,
and then over here,
Barry,
we've
Barry.
Got Terry. I'm Terry, like, what is it you do, Terry? Well, I'm the Tiddlywinks champion of Britain. Oh, are you, Terry?
Oh, my children!
Like, Terry, Barry's like, Terry. Barry's like merch stands, like, back in the room. And they're like, yo, Barry, can I get a signature? He's like, whoa, free with a purchase, come on. Free with a fold. That's the thing. Barry doesn't even have, like, merch.
Barry, fold
he's,
my clothes.
Yeah, he's
my glove to me, Barry, please.
Have you ever, I'm assuming you've seen that South Park.
Yeah.
Where basically Randy Marsh has to come up with the reason for spontaneous combustion.
Yeah.
And in his mind, it's like, there's like the hot woman in South Park goes, make love to me, Randy, please. And then when it actually happens in real life, it's like the granny. She's like, make love to me, Randy, please. But anyway, like, so Big Baddie's at the merch table and he's like, you can't even buy merch from him. You literally just bring t-shirts for him to fold. And
you bring a t-shirt and pay him money.
Yeah. And he's just like, he folds it for you, takes me selfie, signs it afterwards. What's your name, Hen? Joanna. Name all that. There you go, Hen. Take that away if you. Is that right?
His t-shirt will be.
Did
you
bring your set of drawers, aye? We'll just make sure it's in there real nice.
Aye. That's what I always say. This is it. Right, this is it.
It's literally, he's like, right, I'm going to write your name on this t-shirt. And it's just like, Joanna, like in all weird bits. And she's like, what the fuck is this? He's like, and he just goes, oh, hey, folds it. And it says, Joanna. And he's like, you're welcome, Hen.
That's £20. That's
£20, Hen.
You love to be Barry.
Spend an extra five and I'll give you an 8x10 of me folding your t-shirt. Sound 8x10.
It's funny though, like just how much merch can like transform. Like for example, my merch, without my merch and the support from my fans, I'd have to have a job. Like I'd have to have a full time job, like other, as well as like this. That.
Yeah,
you know. But it's like I wonder what the limit is. You know, like wrestling, fine, but would Barry the clothes folding champion? You know,
if he was getting that much,
he'd find a way, man. He'd find a way.
Yeah.
I might have to take this 2 seconds.
He'd find a way.
Important phone call.
Super important. Things are.
But to answer the original question, I think esports is going to be like the biggest one.
It's on its way, man.
Because it's getting there, and you have kids who are saying, "I want to be an esports." But even when I was a kid, you had kids saying, "I want to be a YouTuber."
Really?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that you're like how old are you again?
So I'm 22.
You're 22, so that's you're only 4 years younger than me.
Yeah. YouTube started. I mean, I got into it a little bit early.
Because you were kind of on it quite quick.
Yeah, but like, even back then, I knew people who wanted to be YouTubers.
Really? Because I remember back
at least online, like, and it, there was a guy in my year at school that wanted to be a YouTuber.
That's nuts, man. Because to me, it's only been the sort of thing that you see in the last kind of couple of years, and then obviously with the algorithm change and shit. Now it's
not worth it anymore.
It's different now. Like I was thinking of stuff like
now it's Twitch streamer.
You know what, man? Yeah. Well, look at what happened to what was the video game awards last year? It was like the Golden Joystick Video Game Awards, and it was just like everyone was a Fortnite streamer.
Yeah.
All the nominees for like. For gaming on online was
gaming moment of the year. Is it the guy who beat Dark Souls trilogy without taking a single hit in one run? No, it's Ninja playing Fortnite with Drake.
It's some guy.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Like a guy did that. He completed every single Dark Souls game and Bloodborne and Demon Souls without taking a single hit in one run, and that didn't win gaming moment of the year.
Really? Were there any close calls?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's played all the games like millions of times. Can you imagine, he's a really entertaining streamer, though.
Can you imagine if you're, wonderful. If you're the guy that does all of that and you're making loads, but then imagine you're number two. You're the guy. So you go to everyone in the pub and you're like, oh, yeah, I can complete Dark Souls and Bloodborne and what was it called? Bloodborne?
You call it the Soulsborne series.
I can complete the Soulsborne series. We're only taking two hits of damage. And you just happen to work in the, you're in the same town as the guy that can do it all. And it's like, oh, I'm a big Terry down there can do it in zero. And Barry can fold all our clays. So what can you do, mate?
It's mental when you think, just when you say talking about, when you say like, so you're sitting in the pub and you're chatting away. I just imagine like old men there. Now it's like that is a realistic thing that could happen. Just people in the pub being like, "Well, I was sitting there playing like the Soulsborne series, eh?" Like, and you're just like, "That's what a weird world we live in now."
I know. Can you? And do you know what I wonder as well? Like, you know how like granddads dress like granddads.
Yeah.
Will we just be sitting like this with like a Sonic t-shirt and like gear letters that we think's totally cool, and that'll be like the still game gear?
Yeah. So you know, like when we're like, you know, like, 70, 80, we're gonna be like sitting about quoting memes and like fucking dabbing on each other.
Have you seen the
and
ones?
Like our grandkids are gonna be like, oh my god, can you stop that old shit?
It's just nowadays. It's.
Have you seen the things where it's just like a picture of granddad and it's like a guy like sitting, he's got like his military uniform and it's like in 50 years to oh god. Ooh.
Oh.
Here goes A7. A7, no, guys,
I want to impale my hand.
So
Jake got through the podcast, but he took one slab of damage.
Yeah,
so. And it's just like an old guy, with like he's like a young lad. He's got like the military uniform stuff on, and it's like in 50 years' time, a picture of granddad, and it's just like a fuckboy taking a selfie. It's
just like, here's a picture of your grandma when she was younger.
And some bird's it's just like on Instagram.
Fucking, yeah,
just
like, I know.
You're just like, what? Yeah, I
know. Back in the, it's like highlight and like tiny skirt and yeah. Like
made, I don't know, like fucking Instagram nowadays is like you can basically just be naked on
but
it.
That's what I'm
fucking
saying.
Ridiculous. That was your
grandma back in the day.
Look how beautiful she looks.
Look how beautiful.
So regal.
I know.
Bro,
2016 that was.
Mate, 2016. Have you seen that thing where it's like, imagine if Instagram shut down and you're now no longer a model?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're just like, how many folk do you know that are just like, get another photo shoot? There's like a photo shoot that you paid for.
I remember, like, I even remember that happening on Facebook. Like, we all had that Facebook friend that was like, need a wee photo shoot. And it was like, you mean doing a photo shoot that you paid someone to take?
And it's like, yes, you are very famous. Good for you. It's fucking weird. You think about where we're going to be in 20 years' time. Like, even, like, games nowadays, man. Like, you look back now, like, the generation, like, now of, like, 16-year-olds will look back at, like, the PlayStation and go, what the fuck is this? And you're just like, what the fuck?
They'll look back at Minecraft with praying hands.
It's like...
Oh,
yeah.
The God game.
That transcends genres, though. It's like...
Yeah. Minecraft transcends age, gender,
I've never
time.
Really played it. Is it
dude,
fun?
Dude, you'd love it.
Really? It is fun.
Yeah, you're like, you know... You know,
what do you mean?
What does this mean, Jake? What does that mean?
You know,
huh? Oh,
now,
just fucking.
I know
just,
what you mean you know. By you know, but some of my friends and family think that I am. Let's just leave it at that.
On a certain spectrum.
Shut up, man. That's
shut
no,
up,
that's
man.
That's not that's.
I'm joking.
I'm gonna
joking.
Have to edit that out now.
No, you're not. Because it's true.
Oh shit, all the shit's going, man.
The thing is, though, literally everyone is on the spectrum. That's why it's called a spectrum.
Yeah, it's just how
no far. Matter what sort of spectrum you talk about, if you talk about a spectrum, everything is on it.
Yes.
It was a compliment.
I know. I just don't want to belittle anything that anyone's
no, it's
you
not.
Know, going through
no.
whatever.
It's not.
But
I mean, no offense to anyone.
You would enjoy Minecraft. I still remember the first day I played Minecraft.
And oh, yeah, same.
And it was the first night that I worked the doors.
Oh, wow.
Same night. Because I remember, so this specifically happened, and I remember this to this day. The guy in question.
Imagine if you just went, and I remember this game. I played Minecraft, then punched a guy in the face.
Did you punch him and he went,
No, to this day, I remember, because the guy in question will deny it, but he's talking pish. So I basically go into the office to get like a job, right? So I go to this office and the guy literally, it's no joke, this is how official door work is, guys. You go in and the guy literally went, oh, I don't deal with the door stuff, that guy does. And his name was, this guy, I swear to God, his name was James Brown. No joke. His name was James Brown. He did not look like James Brown. Imagine.
I was hoping it was just James Brown.
Just imagine the opposite of James Brown.
He's just ran away just, from his life to just... Okay.
Just a random Welsh guy who was a bit fat, who was like... So, and he goes, oh, I can't do a Welsh accent, but he was basically... Words
well,
along,
well, hello, Dave.
Kind of like that.
No, I can't
just
do
imagine Gavin and Stacey, just that voice. And he basically goes, oh, well, you're a big lad. We won't work by Friday. And I went, yes. Yes, I would like that. He did no checking. There was no paperwork. I could have been anybody. I literally could have been anyone. But his literal words were, you're a big lad. Want some work on Friday? And I went, yes. So,
yeah.
Midway through, yeah, I went, yes. So midway through the week, he texts me and he tells me, oh, we'll get you on Cav. So for those who don't know, in Edinburgh, Cav is like a prolific shithole. Like,
God, that's because the bouncers let everyone in.
I remember that from first year of uni. I remember when I used to sell snack faxes, we'd go, oh, you use the snack fax to get the queue skip, and the VIP queue would actually be longer than the actual queue. I've seen that before.
Dude, that's just Cav in a nutshell. It's just like people who spend all this money to pretend that they're better than Hive to go to a club that's dirtier than Hive.
We're too old to go to Hive now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What's the age cutoff for Hive? Nah, man.
Nah, I'm fine. I work at McDonald's, which means I'm allowed to go to Hive.
Is this official?
It's a McDonald's staple.
Is that McDonald's?
Every single McDonald's in Edinburgh have nights out at Hive.
Do you know what? Yes. I just think I'm too
old.
Yes.
I just think I'm too old for nightclubs. I just hate nightclubs.
They're awful. I really don't like them.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
I just hate them. I hate them.
I really like opium. Not as I mean the bar.
Yeah,
not the drug that you can take.
Yeah, opium is an alternative rock bar within Edinburgh.
Is it alternative rock? Yeah. Oh no, yeah, opium. I'm thinking of fucking Opal Lounge, which is a shithole. Opal Lounge is another shithole. It's where like fuck
play Minecraft on stream.
It's literally, you know what, I'd be up for that.
I'll bring my computer for the 24-hour live stream.
You can
Why
find
would you bring your computer for Minecraft?
So we can both play Minecraft.
What the
multiplayer Minecraft?
We will be to the person asking, we will be doing, I believe the 24-hour live stream is going to be on March 6th.
Well, there you
He's
go.
He's the Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I do, so I get work. He tells me I'm going to work at Cav. Dump, shithole. So I'm like, let's go for it, mate. Look, I'm up for this. Midway through the week, he texts me and goes, oh, no. It's what's called getting stood down, where you basically get told you're being stood down because you don't need to be there. They've got enough people there, yeah? Mm. And Cav was always notorious for having either too many people or not enough.
Yep.
And they had too many people that night.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they were just like, oh, no. He texts, and in the text, it literally has my name and says, you are no longer required for Friday night. You're good. And I was like, oh.
Is that someone knocking on the door? Did you hear that?
I did hear. I heard some knocking.
It's probably the neighbor.
Dude, if I turned around and there was a cunt at the window, I swear
to God. There, I'll go and deal with this. You carry on.
Okay.
But I basically...
Knocking my door.
Are you fucking coming and knocking, you wanker?
At this time.
At this bloody time.
And he goes...
At this time of year.
At this time of day.
Localized entirely at your door.
Localized entirely within Coatbridge.
Yes.
So basically...
May I come in?
No. It's like some guy being like, Billy Mays here and I've got these crock pots set. It's just like slam. Aye.
Sounds like it's all good over there.
So he goes, so he stands me down, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I'm going, so I'm like, oh, fuck it, I've got no plans now on Friday. I was like, I'll go to my pal's house. So I go to my mate's house and we're sitting and he goes and he's at the time like obsessed with Minecraft and he thinks it's like the tits. And he's like, oh, you gotta check Minecraft out. So I was like, I'll get a bash. And
I know
showed,
where this is going.
Yeah. So he played me. He played about with Minecraft a bit. He's playing it. And I was like, but let me have this shot. So as I'm playing about and I'm that, and I'm like, so what did I do? And he's like, so you just go, like, you can go down like mines and stuff. You can go down like little kind of caves and stuff to find stuff. And I'm going about. And I find gold for the first time, right? Now, at the time, I didn't realize that in Minecraft, gold is pish.
Yeah.
Right? You kind of use it for jack shit. It's rubbish.
You can use it for golden apples.
pretty shit though.
Although to get like the good golden apples, you need to like get 9 blocks.
Mate, I'm no what
or no, you need 8 gold blocks, which take 9 gold ingots each.
Mate.
So 9 times 8.
All good.
Aye.
It's like, mate.
Just banging downstairs.
Oh, what's happening, Gromit?
Gromit's here.
We have guests on the podcast, people. And it's like, mate, I'm no one of the Asda smart praise golden apples, mate. None of that shit. I want one of the Granny Smiths, mate.
I remember back in the day when it was like a super rare drop and you could only find it in chests and dungeons, and it was called the Notch Apple.
Ooh.
Yeah. Way back.
So I find gold and I'm buzzing. I'm cheesing with myself. I'm like, right, this is the tits. I love this game. This is awesome. And I get a phone call. And I'm like, who could this be? Look at my phone and it's James Brown. As weird as that sounds, I got a phone call from James Brown. And it's like, it literally, I'm there and it just go, and I phone him. And I pick up the phone and he's just like, yeah, David, where are you? And I went, whoa, what do you mean? And he's like, you're supposed to be at Cav at 10. And I was like, no, I'm not, James. And he's like, yeah, I've got you booked on the system there at 10. And I was like, you sent me a text that stood me down. And he goes, oh, no, no, I think there's been a mistake. That text wasn't for you. And I literally go, no, bro, it has my name in the text. And he's like, oh, well, could you come in anyway? And I was like, and I made the worst decision of my life. And that decision literally was the start of how you would mean to go on indoors, where you would literally be called at the last minute to do bullshit. And I had to leave Minecraft right after finding gold for the first time. Right after finding gold, I was just getting into it. Thought this was the dog's balls. Ha! There's a dog right there. And I was like, well, okay. Had to go home, grab my shit, go and work at Cav, right? This is no joke. I worked at Cav for an hour and a half. An hour and a half before I was stood down.
Oh. What?
He went, we've got too many bodies, eh? You can go home now. And you're the first, because it was my first night, you're on the roaster shift. Yeah. So in other words, you're the roaster of the night. So in other words,
you are the roaster of the night. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
You are the roaster of Kev. So, because, so, but if you're the...
See what you're eyeing up.
He's going for the Domino's box in the corner.
Is there actual Domino's in there?
Yes, I saw Joe take a bite before this podcast started.
Thanks for dressing me in.
I did leg day yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I've earned this.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
Fits my macros, mate.
It does not fit my macros. Like, you know how you're saying it's sometimes good to just go nuts every so often?
Yeah.
Now, today was that day.
Once a week, dude, I'm like, right, just engorge in a little bit. Don't go crazy, but, you know, don't worry about it.
I went crazy.
Don't worry about it.
I had 2 large pizzas.
That's not too bad.
It's not the worst.
You've had worse.
I have had worse.
You've had worse.
I remember after me and my mate Saj finished uni, our last exam, we went to Nando's, and like, I don't know, someone must have been like ribbing us. Someone must have messed with the sauce, because it was just like literally the hot sauce.
I know you're a big fan of Nando's sauce.
Not even the very hot sauce, just the hot sauce.
Right.
And I'm not joking, it was literally like one bite, and it was like for like the next 20 minutes. So it was literally like one bite equals one pint of water, right?
Jesus.
So honestly, we were there for like...
It's the new hydration sauce.
Just make sure you're never going hot ones.
Well, we were there for about 90 minutes, right? And then by the end of it, we couldn't move. It was literally like, so we were needing to piss so much because we'd had so much water. But I remember by the end thinking, oh my God, how much water do you have to drink to actually die? And then I was like... I might actually be close. I really thought about it. I was like, Saj, we might have to spew up all this water. I was like, because...
How much water do you have to drink today?
I don't know, but we must have had about 10 pints or something.
Death by Nando's.
But then I suppose if you have like 10 pints of beer, you don't die. Some people do.
That's because a lot of it's not water.
That's true.
But if it's all water, it'd come out easier, I guess.
Nando's, though, I gotta be honest, man. Nando's to me is just
overrated.
It
is overrated.
It's not overrated.
It's overpriced.
It's overpriced.
Which makes it overrated because everyone's like, huh,
no.
Cheeky Nando's, bro.
Actually, I think
people get the wrong
point.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, people get the wrong things from Nando's, and that's where you go
to
wrong.
To be fair, I've never got the thing that you've suggested. Maybe I'll do that and I'll see. Tell us what the optimal order is.
You want a double chicken wrap with Perry Flamer sauce.
With Perry
Explain
Flamer.
Perry Flamer is not on the menu. It's an off-the-menu sauce.
Is this another one of these things where we're going to turn up and be like, huh, can I get this super secret Thunder Cunt burger?
There's it's a thing. Super look, it's a thing.
Be like, can I get the TC burger?
That's no a real thing, mate.
Not anymore, but when you used to ask for it on the receipt, it would say in brackets next to it, shh, don't tell anyone.
Fuck really? Off.
Yeah. I found out from my mate, who John, who subbed earlier, he used to work at Nando's.
Really?
Yeah, and the first time I went with him, and he was like, get Perry Flamer. It's not on the menu, but it's tidy. It's a mixture of the hot sauce and the kids' barbecue sauce. So it's a really spicy version of this amazing barbecue-ish sauce. Ooh. It is not like barbecue-y, but that's the best way to describe it.
What was the point in having an off-menu sauce, though?
I don't know.
Like, I take it all Nando's employees know about this sauce, though.
Yeah.
Because they like secret shit, man. Have you ever watched that show? Remember the guy that did Man vs. Food?
Yes. Yeah,
he did a secret. He did a show where he would go about and get like the little like speakeasy rooms and stuff. He would go to all these restaurants and try and find like secret rooms or like secret hidden things on the menu and shit like that. And he did an entire show where he would go to different countries and different restaurants and go and do that stuff.
That's cool.
Which I thought was the tits. But Jake, obviously, the question's going to come: are there any off the menu items at McDonald's?
No, there's not. Despite what you read on fucking Lad Bible. If you come and ask for McGangbang, I'm going to make a Big Mac.
A Big Gangbang?
I'm going to make a Big Mac, I'm going to punch it, and then I'll give it to you. there is no secret menu on McDonald's.
Do people ask for that?
No.
What's the dumbest thing you've asked for?
I don't know. People just ask for them. Like, sometimes you get orders that's like 18 different sauces.
What is the fucking weirdest one you've had? What's the weirdest one you've had?
Probably a fillet of fish. Which has tartar sauce on it.
Okay.
And they wanted ketchup, mustard, two types of mayonnaise, and I think barbecue sauce as well.
Are there two different types of mayonnaise?
There is. There is mayonnaise and there's sandwich sauce.
There's like Hellman's and Asda Smart Rice.
Sandwich sauce is made with lemon and it goes in the McChicken sandwich.
Oh.
So it doesn't go with like barbecues and stuff like that.
Dude. Does this kind of thing like, you have like a standard fucking mayo. A buffet and you just like pick what you want?
Well, you can. That's the thing at McDonald's. If you want to make something different, you can just ask.
Really?
Yeah.
You sound so pissed off about
it. Oh, dude, it's pissed me off so much. Have you ever seen like on our screen in the kitchen when it's really busy and you've got what's called pending orders? Yeah. So your orders aren't on your screen. You don't know what they are. And you're just getting to this one pending and you're like, fucking yeah, we're getting out. We're doing it. You hit that serve button and nothing comes up. And you're like, because there's like four boxes. And you're like, okay, serve again. Nothing's there. Serve again. Nothing's there. Serve again. It's just a fucking huge order with like, the thing is, it's only two burgers, but the entire screen is filled with like, add this, add this, add this, add this, add this, know this, know this, add this, add this, extra this, know this, add this. It's just like, and then they go and just fucking buy a burger, man.
They're like, no, excuse me. It was a fillet of fish with gherkins, onions.
That'd be really common.
Double ketchup,
dude. It's so annoying.
And no bun.
It's like, mate, can I get a quarter pounder with cheese and candy floss, mate?
Do you know what? It's genuinely like that sometimes. I used to get like, because again, I used to get the burgers without the bun. So I would order it without the bun. I swear to God, at least half the time, if I would ask for no bun, this is what I would get. I would get the little like breakfast item box, you know, the little thin box.
Yep, that's what we use.
Yep, so I would get that. Now wait for this, right? Burgers, the onions and gherkins on the top, cheese, just on the plastic.
See, that's retarded. Like, that's so dumb. Like, we would never do that at my store. You would get the cheese.
No, mate, if you fucking come in my store, you think we're going to be doing that shit where I'm at?
Well, it's just like, it's just like, why would, like, when you're making the food, you should be thinking.
I
would think this cheese is not going to melt.
I wonder
it has to go on the burger. Not gonna melt. So, whoever made that,
just die.
They must have been taking the piss because, like, a no bun order.
Would that
really
piss you
annoying?
Off? I was gonna say
because you gotta go in the back and get the box, and you can't make it normally because normally you'd put the bun in first and then make the burger, and then the meat goes on last.
So what you're saying is
you have to get the meat, so you have to go in the back, find all the breakfast stock, get the little tray, bring it back. Go up the line, put the meat on it, go back up the line, dress it.
So you're making everyone's life a living hell.
Yeah, so like, that's why. People are doing it to make sure you never do it.
Yeah, people are already.
See if someone asks for like...
Throw the bun away.
See if someone asks for extra sauce, like you're probably going to get a lot of sauce. Just so you don't do it again.
Well, to be honest, I asked for... I think I was at... I think it was at one of the services on the way back up, and it was like there was just about five things wrong with it. It was literally like, I ordered two, I think it was two bacon double cheeseburgers, no ketchup, extra mustard, right? That's what I ordered. Is that fair enough?
That's an easy order, yeah.
Okay, right. So I went up, and the guys are, here's your burgers. It's two double cheeseburgers with no, with no, the sauce I asked for. So I'm like,
so there's no bacon on them.
Yeah, and then I'm going, oh, just so you know, there's no bacon here. So then, like, they give it back to me.
What do you want me to do, Joe? There's no pigs on site, all right? God.
And then what they gave me back was one bacon double cheeseburger and one double cheeseburger. Oh, and I was God. Like, now, you must be doing it on purpose now.
And don't get me angry.
I don't want to get violent again.
I'm already banned from four McDonald's.
I can't leave the UK.
Do you ever get anybody from like America coming over and asking for like shit that they've got on their menu that you don't have?
Not America, but from Europe, yeah. Central Europe.
I've got one story about this. Alan from Discovery told me the honky tonk man went into the Burger King on London Road and literally just said like, yeah, just give me like eight burgers and just put them together as best you can.
See, I would love to get that
you
order.
You weren't there that night, man. I remember
I heard it was rough,
dude,
man.
I was there, so it was the... Let's be careful, but yeah. It was the Discovery Wrestling...
I think some opinions were...
Awards
were
and
stated
there was,
that night.
Dude, I was there for it because I was like, well, I got to do my due diligence for Discovery, and... that was an interesting night, let's put it that way. Within the first, he kind of had the room turned against him within the first 5 minutes.
He turned himself heel, like...
within his first two sentences.
I wasn't there, I just heard about it, but...
I can imagine what
dude,
he
I heard it got worse, man. Yeah. Like, well, not even just what he was saying, ended up happening.
I got one phrase, so for those of you who don't know, you probably do, but for those of you who don't, Honky Tonk Man was like a huge star back in the day.
Right.
Like longest he was like the
was he a British?
Yeah, longest reigning Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, no,
not American.
He was opposite of British.
But he was like kind of an opponent for Hulk Hogan. Like he was right, around at that time. He was a huge star, right? And believe it or not, I've wrestled him.
You wrestled Honky Tonk?
I've wrestled the Honky Tonk Man.
When did you wrestle? Oh shit, you did.
Yeah, I wrestled the Honky Tonk Man, right? And I remember that this is no joke, right? I went to lock up with him.
Oh god.
Right? And I didn't know this was coming. And I went to lock up with him like this, so I go forward, and he moved his hands, and he just went, you imagine, like, my chest is here, and we went to lock up, and he just went...
So for the audio listeners, Joe's basically trying to say and show that he was molested.
So it's abducted in plain sight.
is that what free agent is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, no,
Joe Hendry's story. Yeah. That's honky, the season finale.
Honky tonk country.
He just goes, hey, now Joe, I don't want to. He's like, I'll
Diddy's
convince
return.
You.
Diddy's return. So he just went like that. And I was like, I was kind of like, this is my response, right? Because I was meant to be like, oh, I'm pissed off. But my response was this. So wait there, right? So then he just, like, because obviously he can't, you know, do that much. So he's basically just has, and I did the job that night. I got beat, right?
You did a job to the
So, yeah. So he basically hit me with his neck breaker. So his finisher is a neck breaker, right? Which means he kind of
actually broke my neck.
So he grabs me like this, and then he turns around, and then we both go down, and it's like a kind of cutter like that. But
kind of like an RKO.
Yeah, but like
reverse
that way instead of forward. Right, right. Okay. So he goes like that, but he can't go down. So he just literally went whoop. So I just had to go. Whoa. You remember when Furbies would like get unbalanced and they go whoa? That's what basically happened to me. He just went whoop, and I had to go whoa. Whoa, I fell over.
So for the audio listeners, there's a lot of gestures going on here, so I'm going to do my best. Joe, instead of falling down, went lengthways?
No, he was meant to.
He didn't go down.
So he just stood there. So it was literally just, if you imagine, now I'm going to do this, you can describe it to the listeners, right?
Okay,
but basically,
okay.
He's about to hit the neck breaker. It's
right, okay.
This, and then he both goes down, but he just went...
So he sort of just threw you to the ground.
Well, not,
Not even.
Yeah.
Just sort of went.
You know the song "Drop It Like It's Hot"? That was what that's about.
Drop it like it's hot. It's just like, no,
you know,
Joe.
The sound of, like, you know the sound of people running away in Scooby Doo. That's that happened to me, bro.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Scooby-Doo film?
No,
I have not.
It's not about Scooby-Doo.
Oh God!
It's only about Velma and Daphne in high school. Yeah, it looks garbage. Who wants to watch Scooby-Doo? Who wants to watch Scooby-Doo without Scooby and Shaggy?
No.
Shaggy, like. No. No one gives a fuck about the other characters. They're just there. Like, the real,
like,
show.
You know what it's like? It's like, mate, I've got this fucking game, eh? It's called Mario Brothers, right? But get who you're going to play as, mate. Fucking Toad.
Like, well, that is a game.
Yeah, Toad's Treasure thing.
Yeah, but that's, like, not... That's apparently a really cool game.
Nah, but it's actually called Toad's Treasure Trail or some shit.
Yeah.
It's not called Mario Brothers, and you play Toad. It's like, Scooby Dooby Doo.
It's like, well, guys, Velma, we're coming out with a sequel to Mario 64. Wow!
It's called
with
Goomba 128.
The only playable character is Roy.
Put a socket in, Roy.
And he's also in high school. And there's no combat.
Yay!
All you do is just do high school. Yay!
Guess how many mysteries they're going to solve. None. One. How do I pass this chemistry exam?
Now, if we're talking about live-action Scooby-Doo,
oh shit!
Have you guys seen the first and second live-action Scooby-Doo films?
I have seen them as they've been on. I've seen them the same way I've seen Harry Potter, when they've been on television, and I'm just kind of sitting there, and I'm like,
zoning,
well, it's
out,
on.
Yeah.
You know, that's Scooby-Doo right there.
Yeah. It's happening.
Well, they're amazing. Okay. They are unreal, and the first film went through a lot of production changes, and it was originally marketed as like a sort of like late teens adult film.
Oh, right.
Oh, shit.
For the audience of Scooby-Doo.
Ah,
before.
Back in the day, right.
So it was a very mature film.
Shaggy,
and if you look at
Shaggy basically goes.
Well, if you look at the actors who are in it, it's.
Is that the one with Freddie Prinze Jr. and all that?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Or so you mean.
A
so
different one.
It was originally going to be Shaggy just going.
Freddie Prinze Jr., I'm pretty sure.
I don't know who
like
he is.
I mean, the guy in the white shirt, yeah.
Fred,
yeah.
Possibly. So. The girl that was in Freaks and Geeks.
Right.
She's in it. Fucking Buffy.
Oh, what's her fucking face?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
She's in it. She's Daphne, who's
really?
A badass.
I didn't
know. And who's the guy who plays Shaggy?
You know what? You were the one putting him over like Rover.
Because he's amazing.
You
he's
put
in
him
Scream.
Over, yeah, you put him over
he's
like Rover a couple
of 13 Ghosts. He's in SLC Punk. Ah, what's his name? Matthew Lillard.
And he
is unreal in it. He's so funny. And after that film, he was cast as Shaggy in the show as well.
Right.
So he does the voice of Shaggy.
What you're trying to tell us here is that it was supposed to be more adult-oriented. So in other words, the opening scene was supposed to just be Shaggy trying to convince Scooby-Doo to try some weed.
Well, they essentially are just smoking weed.
He's like,
come
on,
like, they're in the mystery machine. They're in the mystery machine with smoke coming out of it. And they're both just like, oh, Scoob.
Come on, Scoob.
Goes in and they're just like eating a sandwich.
Just try it, Scoob.
And it's just like got a lot of like quite like not like mature jokes, but like it could have been. I think like the original script was very mature.
Okay.
But
so
what happened was the studio
Shaggy,
were like, we're
we
gonna make
guys,
it.
Guys, I'm going to take the volume down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we like
sorry, I get very
there,
passionate.
Shaggy, but you're gonna have to
Scooby-Doo.
Put your penis away.
Essentially, yeah.
On that note. on that note. We probably should wrap up.
Yeah,
we probably should wrap up. You've got an early
one
tomorrow.
Yeah, I do.
And but we're on a high right now.
Yeah.
So if you want to wrap it, have you got anything else to add?
I have a movie suggestion.
Okay.
I'll actually watch.
Is this for homework for next week?
I'll actually try.
This could be homework.
Do you know what? I want to do this. I'm up. for a film,
a TV show, something.
Let's do it. I'm behind.
The thing is, I'm not sure how hard it is to access this film.
Okay.
Or actually, when was the last time you saw City of God?
When I was a child, I can't remember.
Child, City of God. Have you ever seen City of God?
I have not, no.
It's on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
If you can bear through subtitles, because it's a Brazilian film.
Oh my God.
But it is my favorite film of all time.
Should we you know, because me and Dave are we're wrestlers, we're dum-dums. You know what I mean? Should we build? Should we build? I just mean like I'm not exactly like oh I enjoy Shakespeare's work. Should we build up the criteria City of God?
Well, I was gonna suggest.
Oh, you didn't like Shakespeare.
Okay, I was gonna suggest a Matthew Lillard film because he's genuinely one of the most talented actors I've ever seen.
Go for it.
So I'm between two, either Scooby Doo 1 or Scooby Doo 2.
I'd watch it.
I mean, they're great.
If you can find them. Online.
I would say SLC Punk, which is a fucking amazing film about the punk scene within Salt Lake City.
That was
pretty ridiculous. So the audience probably heard that. My only problem is I don't think it's on Netflix anymore.
Oh, rubbish.
But when was the last time you guys saw Scream?
That was a while ago.
The original Scream. You would love Scream.
Really?
It is fantastic.
Would they not just think it was lame compared to Scary Movie, though?
No. No. Dude, Scream's funnier than Scary Movie.
Don't you dare.
It's a parody.
Don't you dare.
Scream is
that.
A parody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
And it's funnier than Scary Movie, honestly. Yeah, I know. Okay. It is fantastic. And if you've seen slasher films, and if you've seen horror films, commentary in Scream is unreal.
You'll get the jokes.
And Matthew
That's
Lillard.
The joke.
Is amazing.
Okay.
All right. So well, then you know what?
Let's do Scream. Scream, the original Scream.
All right. I will
trust me on this, man. It's also one of my favorite films.
Okay, so I've got this week's homework to catch up on and next week's homework.
Yeah. Although I'm sure after hearing about last week's
site, you don't need to watch it.
Honestly, sounds like school over again where it's like, oh, you need to catch up with that homework. Oh.
Scream is on Netflix, though.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I hope you're right.
All righty.
Yeah,
this has been
Scream.
The Joe Henry
and guys,
show.
If you're listening, you also watch Scream.
Fucking get
watch
it watched.
Scream. Watch it.
I'm looking over there.
All right, folks. To everyone who's, you know, subscribed to the podcast, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just to let you know, you saw we dropped the trailer for Free Agent. We've been filming this for just over a month now. We've got about 5 or 6 episodes in the can. We're working really hard on it. Really, really hard. We went all the way to Blackpool to film an episode.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah,
I can't wait for this.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing.
So please do support us by subscribing to youtube.com/JoeHendry. Put these dates in the diary. March 1st is when we're going to launch Free Agent. That's when the first episode is going to drop. If you're a Patreon sub, you'll get access to the next episode immediately.
Boom. Two episodes. Day one.
Exactly, on March 1st. Also, the 24-hour live stream will be on March 6th, where a portion of the money collected on both the donations and the Patreon will go to a mental health charity that we will
disclose closer to the date.
Yes. We're open to suggestions as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Basically, we've not fully decided.
Yeah. So let us know in the Discord what you're thinking, and we'll try to serve you guys as well. So thank you so much for watching. I've been Joe Henry. Again, all I ask is check out henryshop.com if you really enjoy this and support me directly, or follow my socials. You know where to find me. But basically, subscribe to the YouTube, youtube.com/JoeHendry. Dave.
Follow me on social media. Twitter is @TheDaveConrad. Instagram and Facebook as Dave Conrad Official. Get me followed, guys.
You know
I am
what to do,
the Jabicus on Twitter and Twitch. I'm really going to eventually start streaming because I really want to. Once my Apex Legends game is fixed, then I'll start streaming.
There you go.
Because I can't play it without it crashing constantly.
All right, Jay, give us the
business. If you guys are on YouTube, you know what to do. You got to hit that subscribe button, hit that comment button. You got to hit that like button. You got to hit that bell icon so you get notification, squad.
Hit that.
Let's go Henry Blaze.
Yeah.
That's what you fans are going to be called now.
You got to send us £400. I mean, whoops, did I say that? See you next time, folks. See ya.
Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, driver.
Bye-bye.
You know that guy got sacked for that?
Really?
Yeah.